French President Emmanuel Macron's summer gamble has delivered a hung parliament in a country not used to the horse trading of coalition. The outgoing Prime Minister Gabriel Attal will stay in post for the time being at the president's request. And although his ensemble alliance lost many of its seats in Sunday's second round parliamentary election, it came second behind a left-wing alliance but ahead of the far-right National Rally, which had been expected to win. No party can form a government now on its own. The new Popular Front, the left wing alliance cobbled together after Mr. Macron called the elections, argues that as the leading group in the next National Assembly, it's earned the right to choose a Prime Minister. To look ahead to what happens now, we are joined by Elona Kawa, an MP from Mr. Macron's Renaissance Party, and thank you for joining us on the programme this morning. You're in new territory for French politicians. How do you and your centre grouping now see a government being formed to give some stability to France?
Good morning, Mary. Thank you for having me. Well, look, as you rightly said, this is a very unprecedented situation for France. We have had absolute majority on the president camp. We've had relative majority on the president camp, and we've had what we call a cohabitation, which is when you have an absolute majority on the opposition. But this situation where we have a very fragmented parliament where no one has a majority is something that we have never seen for the Fifth Republic, which started in the middle of last century. So we're going to have to learn how to make compromises. We're going to have to look at what you do in other countries, other European countries, and come up with a government agreement. But one thing is clear is that no bloc has a majority of its own to govern. And if there was a willingness or a trial with one of those blocks, the minute after, the government would be took down and we would have to start again. So we need to make that coalition.
What's the thinking in your bloc at this stage? You're meeting today.
Well, the thinking is, of course, we're not doing as bad as we thought we would. This was a really tough and very stressful time because for a moment we thought that the far right would come to power, which it didn't. And now after the relief, it comes the time of action. And time of action means finding reasonable parties, both on the left side and the right side, to make this coalition, which means we are going to have to make some compromises, give up on some of the ideas that we put forward in the past legislation, but now make sure that we have a government to govern France.
Does that mean digging deep and being able to support the left-wing alliance, earning the right now to pick the next prime minister?
Perhaps, but in any event, I think this left-wing alliance, as it was presented to the French for the election, is not it's not stable and it will not stick because you have left parties that are government parties that have been in power in the past and that are being reasonable and showing a willingness to work with other parties that do not share all of their ideas. And you have the extreme or far left, however you want to call it, the French Unbound of Jean-Luc Mélenchon, that are being really radical, saying it's either our program or nothing at all. Well, it will be nothing at all then because there's no way it is only one party's program that is applied. So what I see is a dislocation of this left alliance that was made purposely and opportunistically for the elections and the reasonable parties in the left coming towards the center and also the right parties, reasonable right parties coming also towards the center and creating an alliance altogether.
Are you talking about a divide and conquer situation?
Well, not really, because there's nothing to conquer when you had a relative but still very strong majority, and now you're left with fewer MPs. And I think we have to acknowledge that we lost many MPs. Mm-hmm. But right now, the only way that France will be governed is with an alliance of people that do not think exactly the same, but that agree that they have to make compromises to move forward, which is absolutely not the case of the far right and the far left, or however we want to call it.
And to talk finally about the National Rally, because, you can argue it has not been defeated, it has been blocked, it will not go away. And Marine Le Pen will still be looking to the Elysee in a couple of years' time.
Well, no, I think we have to say that it has been defeated because when 2/3 of the French voters said that they did not want to see them in power, even if it was in the second round, that means something very clear, and that's very important. And I think this blockage, semantics, and it's something that they use to say, well, someone lost our election, is not true. They just lost, period. Now, what it's true is that they've become stronger than they were before, and they will be around. And we need to acknowledge why people vote for this very populist party, and we need to address those issues. We need to address security. We need to address cost of living, and all of those issues. Because if we don't address them, then of course they will continue growing. Although they are not an alternative for France, they've shown that they're irresponsible and incapable of coming up with proposals that are applicable.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. I hope we can talk again when whatever happens, happens, and a new Prime Minister emerges. Ilona Kawa, thank you for joining us.